I could have your attention here in the Media Center. We are joined by the Coors Light Pull Award winner for Sunday's 21st annual ISM Connect 300, and that is none other than Kyle Busch, driver of the number 18 M&M's Caramel Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. This is the 27th pull in Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series action for Kyle, his eighth this season. What was the secret for you to get that pull today?
Same as it is every other time. You got to have a fast car. So, certainly feels pretty good to capitalize on another good Friday. And, we just need to somehow figure out how to turn these things into good Sundays. You know, being able to start up front, it'd be nice to stay up front all day and limit our mistakes and not have any of those, and to be able to carry on and go to victory lane on Sunday. So this is a good place for us. And the weather's going to be warmer, more like a July race. And we run better here in July than we typically do in September. So hopefully that will bode a little bit for us in the 18 car this weekend.
Okay, we'll open the floor for questions. We'll start with Jeff.
Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. Was there any fallout from the pit crew stuff this week? Any conversations with the team? And were you able to move on quickly after that?
Yeah. As far as I know, within the shop, I wasn't privy to any conversations. I wasn't there this week on Tuesday. I was at an appearance somewhere else for NOS Energy. So, unfortunately, I don't know what was said or what was talked about, but, I'm sure pretty much the consensus is that hopefully it's out of the way and there's no more jitters and we can focus on and move forward and have an opportunity to race for a championship with this group of guys and have fast pit stops like they've been doing all year long.
Additional questions, go to Pat.
Pat DeCole, NASCAR.com. Where you've been so successful this year in qualifying, is there anything that you're doing differently, or is it just straight fast cars?
I mean, every week's different, you know, so you always try to capitalize on your strategies through the rounds. You know, some rounds have worked out better for us than others. When we were here in the spring, we made some mistakes, actually, in qualifying. We didn't qualify very well, and so we went the opposite way today and it seemed to work, you know. So definitely things have kind of just bode well for us and gone our ways on Fridays. And, it shows that we can do it. We can have the speed and we can do what we need to do to be first one of the days. We just need to be able to do it on Sunday.
Come up front to Matthew.
Matthew Werner with Race Pro Weekly. Kyle, can you just talk about the PJ1 on the track today? How different was it from July compared to today?
Friday, July to Friday today, there's more of it because the grooves are wider. They didn't make it this wide until Saturday, I believe. And, felt fine, felt normal. Actually, felt like it wore off a little bit faster today than it did in the springtime here, although we had, I think more modified on-track action in the springtime. So those guys definitely pick it up and peel it off. So I don't know if they're going to reapply tonight or if they're going to wait till after the truck race or what, but definitely just as the day wore on, it didn't seem like it was quite there as much, you know. It's weird for some reason here. It seems to pull it off rather than take rubber and put rubber on the racetrack. It seems to pull the PJ1 off the track, so there's really no rubber going down.
Additional questions, Phil?
Hi, Kyle. Phil Allaway from Front Stretch. Just wanted to ask, a number of the drivers ended up turning their best laps in the final round on their first lap as opposed to lap two. How were the tires wearing during the session for you?
I don't think the tires were wearing much. I think it was just mostly based off of heat in the track, heat in the tire, and what your air pressures were set at, whether you thought you were going to be better on one lap or two laps. And for us, fortunately, we were better on that first lap. I messed up the second lap, thought we were going to have a faster second lap, but didn't make it all the way through turn two, so we just aborted that one.
Additional questions for Kyle? Right here.
Nicholas Tito with YankeeRacer.com. Kyle, you've had such a great run these last couple of months. Is there any adjustment Adam has to make to integrate the new pit crew for this playoff run?
No, I don't think there's any adjustments to be made. Unfortunately, last week just didn't quite work out the way we all would have hoped and expected to. Even if they would have been mediocre stops, it probably would have been all right rather than loose wheels and pit road penalties. So we definitely can't have those issues again this weekend. Can't have speeding on pit road like I had here in the spring. So, that's kind of been a little bit of our issue, I guess. So clean that up and stay out front, not have any problems, and you might win one.
Matthew
Warrens with Race Pro Weekly. Kyle, the short track industry lost a big icon last Saturday, a well-known modified competitor, Ted Christopher. Talk about the outpour on Twitter and what Ted Christopher meant to you guys in the short track industry.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's tough when you lose any high-profile figure from any series like that. You know, I say Ted's a high-profile guy. He's been in the modified series for a long, long time and a lot of years, and he's won a lot of races and been one of the fierce competitors. I, unfortunately, was really never able to meet him or be up close and personal or anything with him, but from what I understand and from what I've heard and from the Hirschman family and whatnot, you know, it's always sad to lose somebody. You know, we would, in my ranks, you know, I would think of somebody like a Bubba Pollard or somebody in the super late model world that he would equate to as being one of the superstars of our world. So, you know, it's certainly there's been a lot of people supporting him, his family. Obviously, there's many well wishes and prayers that are going out to him and his family that they can make it through this difficult time.
Well, Kyle, congratulations again on winning the Coors Light Pull Award, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks.